Welcome to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. The 50-foot statue named Dignity now stands on the Missouri River Bluff near Chamberlain. The statue was dedicated this weekend. It depicts a young Lakota woman wrapping a star blanket around her shoulders. SDPB's Charles Michael Ray attended the dedication. He has some reflections on his own experience along with the sights and sounds of the event.
Journalists can fall prey to cynicism. We try and cover the good things in the world, but we're also tasked to cover the bad. And there's lots of bad. Childhood cancer, teen suicide, forest fires that destroy homes, pollution, endemic poverty alongside greed and corruption and bureaucracy and prejudice, racism, lies, and the awful minute details of unspeakable criminal acts. When I compile some of the things I've covered over the years, it sometimes leaves me shaking my head in disgust, wondering where all of this is going. On Saturday morning, I woke up at 5 a.m., hopped in a car, and drove to Chamberlain. My task was to cover the dedication of the Dignity statue. It is a monumentally gorgeous piece of art, and I'm not talented enough to describe it on radio. You need to go see it for yourself. After arriving at the dedication, I wanted to get good sound of the Lakota drum group who are singing as a procession of young dancers are coming down a grass aisle in the middle of a bunch of folding chairs. The young people dancing here are in full powwow regalia. There's jingle dresses and traditional dancers wearing elaborate fur, leather, beads, and feathers. And these kids are amazing. They dance in rhythm to the drum, and waves of energy are like reverberating off of them. Their smiling faces and radiant eyes, they're dancing here with all the joy and freedom of youth. And in these few moments, all that cynicism that I probably shouldn't harbor melts away. And suddenly, black and white images are flashing in my head, back to the photos I've seen of their ancestors. Photos taken in the 1940s by Bill Grothy of the warriors who fought in the Battle of the Little Bighorn. Photos of rodeos and powwows and parades around the turn of the last century of Lakota and Dakota people, sometimes dancing or marching on dusty streets and fields and fairgrounds. And I'm struck by these thoughts, that here, these young people are coming together with a huge crowd of both natives and non-natives to celebrate this living culture. And maybe, I think, just maybe, these young people have a better and a brighter future here in South Dakota than their relatives of the recent past. And with this thought, there's a lump in my throat, and suddenly I'm fighting back tears. And I look down, I'm embarrassed, and I pretend to fiddle with my audio recorder while I discreetly wipe my eyes. And when I look back up, I'm surprised to notice that others in this crowd are also visibly moved. There are other people also fighting back tears, and some of them are openly crying. And I'm reminded that there is hope here. There's a great deal of hope, because there's amazing people doing amazing things all across this state right now. People in places like Pine Ridge and Cheyenne River and Rapid City and Lemon and Rosebud and Standing Rock. And here now, in Chamberlain, at this Dignity statue celebration on the bluffs of the Missouri River. So many of the speakers at this event captured this hope more eloquently than I can. So here are some of them.
How? Mitakapi. Hello, my relatives. With a good heart, I shake your hand. My name is Troy Heinert, and I'm the District 26 State Senator and a proud Rosebud Sioux tribal member. I'd like to welcome you all here today to join us in this historic occasion for the residents and visitors of South Dakota. I'd also like to thank Dale and Jane, the McKee family, and all the wonderful people who brought this dream to a reality. I'd also like to thank the Creator for this beautiful day. I was asked to offer comments on how I thought this marvelous creation could improve race relations in South Dakota. Being a mixed blood Lakota, I guess they figured I knew a thing or two about it. Let's go back a short time in our history. 160 years ago, this could be my grandmother's grandma standing here in this very spot, knowing that her life was about to change forever. Back then, life was lived on simpler terms. It was what we called wo'iwashteya, and that means to live with all of creation, with humility, respect, compassion, and dignity. Throughout the years, we have lost much of that way of life through assimilation, government policies, reservation dynamics, prejudice, and sadly, racism. Who knew that when she was commissioned to be built, that our country would be more divisive than ever? We need to look no further than the current presidential campaign, the climate between the water protectors and a company in Standing Rock, North Dakota, and the extremely hurtful remarks made on social media and in the press regarding Native issues, to see that we have a long ways to go. Thankfully, with her help, we can make that change. I believe that she was sent here to open our hearts and our minds. Her outstretched arms are inviting us into her blanket, where we can learn from each other, acknowledge our differences, and celebrate our similarities. I believe that she was sent here to protect our natural resources and remind us that everyone in this state relies on the very river she is overlooking today. Maniwichoni, water is life. And we are all in this together. Her presence and spirit will offer a guiding hand on how we treat all of humanity for generations to come. She will be the catalyst for change and a constant reminder that we all have a unique story that needs to be heard. I ask, when you see racism or bigotry on any level, let them know that it is unacceptable. Let us come together for the good of our future with dignity in our hearts. What a wonderful opportunity she has given us. Pilame'apolo.
And here is sculptor Dale Lamphere speaking at the dedication celebration.
Dignity was created with the minerals of this earth, and she wears the colors of the sky and the waters around her. She allows the sun and the wind to move through her. She is of the earth and the sky, and reflects the beauty and strength of the cultures in this state that inspired her. My intent for this is to have the sculpture stand as an enduring symbol of our shared belief that we are in a sacred place and that we are all sacred. I'm humbled and so grateful to have this chance to contribute to the future landscape of South Dakota and the Great Plains. Thank you very much.
Here next is Norm McKee. He and his wife Unibel and the McKee family donated $1 million to make the project a reality.
Who is Dignity, and where can we find her? We all need more dignity. The secret to find dignity lies in our work, inside and outside of the home. Work gives us an opportunity to discover and express who we are as individuals and who we want to be. The beauty of being human and living in the USA means we can tune up to make the right choices. To find dignity, right choices must be acted upon. You can't just think about them, you need to act on them. It's not easy, but right choices, sweat, toil, and tears, is the right path to follow to find dignity within our lives.
And here is Governor Dennis Dugard.
Thanks to South Dakota's artist laureate, Dale Lamphere, for making dignity a reality. What a spectacular piece of work. Dale is immensely talented, isn't he? Wow. Dale didn't mention this, but I'm going to. If you look at the sculpture, you'll see there are some parts of the sculpture that have perforated metal. Metal has tiny holes in it. Well, that's backlit by LED lighting at night. So there's going to be the first lighting tonight. If you're able to stay 7:30 tonight, those perforations are seen in the trim of the dress, in the moccasins, different places in the sculpture. You'll also see the silver diamonds are welded in place. The blue diamonds are able to move a little bit in the wind. They're designed to be able to move a little bit and also to allow wind to get through. So really, it's more than a beautiful work of art. It has elements that make it even more spectacular at different times of the day and in different weather. So it really is super creative. This is very meaningful to our state. In addition to being the state of Mount Rushmore and the state of Crazy Horse, I believe the prominent location of Dignity and the visibility that she offers to so many millions of travelers who will be moving up and down Interstate 90, I think we'll soon become the state of not just those two stone monuments, but also this beautiful metal sculpture as well. On behalf of all the citizens of South Dakota, thank you for this wonderful gift.
After the event, I caught up with Belinda Joe. She's a Dakota tribal elder who led a spiritual prayer and song during the celebration.
Ambetu washtem, idakiapi relatives, chante washte anabe chuzapi. I greet you all beautiful relatives with a warm heart and a hearty handshake. Belinda Fejo Rencounter Amachiapi. I come from the Dakota Hunkpati Band in Fort Thompson, South Dakota. My ancestors originally came from the 30 plus 2 time in 1863, and we were brought here from Minnesota and brought to Fort Thompson. So my ancestors were some of the people who were removed from Minnesota and brought here to this beautiful homeland. I am a teacher at Crow Creek Elementary School. I teach our language, our songs, dance, culture to our students, and they teach me. I have two beautiful daughters, one son, and 14 takoja, 14 grandchildren. They keep me going.
Padama, thank you.
It's just so beautiful to be here today, to be part of history, and to be included in that circle. It was an honor. Midaku ye oyase.
Do you think that this statue could help young people, young Lakotas, have a better future?
I believe it will. Right now, in talking with relatives, with the people, Oyate, it's like we have to see it. We have to see it to really grasp it. And someday I hope to bring our students here and other students who come here because they are our future. And this represents future, that we all walk in grace, with peace, respect for one another, and most of all, to walk upon Kushi Makar, Grandmother Earth, as with dignity.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you
so much. Future plans for the Dignity site include landscaping the area into a park that can be used by school children and visitors alike. It's safe to say that the dedication ceremony is hardly the last time a crowd will gather here to look out over the Missouri River and marvel at the sculpture named Dignity.